Even with 12 timber framers pulling, the firing pin won't budge.
It's quite normal, that. I mean, triggers are very stiff. We found that at home. It takes a lot of effort. Which is as well, in some ways.
Despite Hugh's predictions that a trebuchet on wheels would shake itself to pieces, the reverse is true. Wheels dampen the recoil. Everything appears to be working as Wayne predicted, except the range. The ball only traveled about 170 yards, falling short of the wall.
What are we? 30 yards short and about 5 feet low. I thought it was flat, which means we got to, I think, shorten the sling so it releases sooner and goes higher, which should get us to the wall.
Just like his medieval counterpart, Wayne uses a process of trial and error to alter the trebuchet's range by adjusting the length of the sling. With the first throw, a long sling resulted in a late release and a low trajectory. By shortening the sling, Wayne believes the ball will be released earlier, resulting in a higher path. Wayne's adjustments have the desired effect. The second throw has perfect range, just missing the target to the right by 2 feet.
I think we took the king's ear off.
Good job, Wayne.
And so it needs a slight adjustment, and then we're going to be a direct hit.
Well, tomorrow is another day.
What will be the last day for Wayne and his team dawns, with the wall still intact, but clearly under threat. Meanwhile, Renault's trebuchet is still not finished. This morning, they rush to complete the counterweight box that is hinged to the throwing arm.
We've got the one treb built. The other one is about 99% of the way there. We flung two stones last night with Wayne's treb, but we really don't want to let Renault down, and we don't want to let ourselves down. We really want to see this thing fly before we go.
Still, with time so short, it's unclear that Renault will get a chance to fire his trebuchet at all.